Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
And welcome back to Hometown Values here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Kyle, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How are we doing today,
you
man?
You know what? Now that we're together once again, another week has gone by. I love our time together.
Yeah, I do too. It's good to get to your listeners and inform them of all the great things Shoreline has going on and all the partnerships we have, too.
Hey, I got to remind you, though, don't ever spell the word part backwards. It's a trap.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So I don't even get a chuckle.
I get nothing out of you. No. Come on, my friend. Hey, we have a very special guest in the studio this morning here on the program. I will let you do the grand introduction, my friend.
Yeah, actually, I brought Teresa Kromforst in today. She wanted to, or has been partnering with Shoreline for a very long time in the Hometown program. And we've talked many times about the Hometown program. And Teresa is one of the co-owners of Schrader's Department Store downtown Two
Rivers.
Teresa,
good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. Glad to have you on here. Let's talk all things about Schrader's and why specifically you guys have decided to partner with Shoreline.
It's been an easy partnership for us, really. We were just approached by Kyle, and I don't know when.
It was like 2017.
Yeah. Long time.
Yeah, right? It has been.
Okay.
So we weren't entirely sure, kind of turnaround on it, but it's been fantastic. And I think the biggest part for us is that it's just encouraging people to stay to shop in their hometown.
Yeah.
Which is really big.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the importance of shopping local. I mean, obviously, you know, we're past the holiday season now, but I mean, Schrader's has been around for a long time.
130 plus years. Yeah.
That's
you've been there all of them?
No,
but
it feels like it.
Yeah.
I'm sure, especially after coming off the holiday season.
Yeah. But. So let's talk more things about, you know, just the value of shopping local, like from your opinion, Teresa, and obviously as a small business owner, why is it important for listeners to continue to stay local and shop local?
A big part of it is donations. We donate a lot throughout the year to different events and other, not even events necessarily, but other things that are happening. And when we have local people that are coming in shopping, or I guess even people that are not local coming in shopping, we're turning around and giving a lot of that money back locally to try to create a better community.
Right.
So it allows for us to have the dollars to be able to pass them along.
Yeah. And that's exactly, I mean, one of the greatest things about being local is the fact that you guys are able to support the local economy as well and nonprofit organizations. I know, Kyle, that's a big part of Shoreline, always giving back and supporting local small businesses as well, like Schrader's.
It is. And that Hometown program is a great way to do that. You know, when you use your Shoreline Hometown credit card at Schrader's, you get double rewards back.
Yeah.
So two times the rewards. So we want you to shop local, go to Schrader's, skip Walmart.
Right.
And there's necessities sometimes you have to.
You know, I mean, everything that you can do, I mean, you know, the more that we can shop local, the more we can support small businesses, the stronger our community is. And I think like having Shoreline in the community and having Schrader's in the community just really emphasizes the value of what we can do.
It does. And I really appreciate Teresa coming today.
So, Teresa, I got to ask you on the spot here because we got about a minute left here in the program, but over 130 years of business, how has Schrader's evolved? I mean, like from what Schrader's was to where you are now, I mean, a lot has changed.
A lot has changed. We used to have a grocery store. We used to, like during the Depression, we didn't sell clothing as much as we sold bolts of fabric because it was less expensive for people to come in and buy fabric to make their own clothes. Right. And then through the years, obviously that's gone away. The skill set is different now with people that are at home and whatever. So we've sort of evolved. We used to have appliances. We don't have that anymore. We used to have custom drapery. We don't have that anymore. But it's usually replaced with something that's easier to go with the times now.
Yeah.
So it's a constantly evolving and figuring out what
I mean, as society changes, you know, businesses have to continue to change and evolve as well. And
hence the amazing Red Bank coffee shop there.
Yes.
That's a newer addition. And
yeah.
Check
great
it
coffee.
Out if you haven't. It is.
Teresa, if people want to stop into Schrader's, hours and or best way to connect with you guys?
Hours Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday 9 to 4, Sunday 10 to 2. Coffee shop is open Monday through Friday, 6 to 5. Saturday 7 to 3:30 and Sunday 8 to 1:30.
Awesome, Teresa. Thank you for being part of today's program. Kyle, once again, for those listeners that want to connect with Shoreline, How do they do that?
Yeah, best way would be to go to shorelinecu.org, and you can see the full list of hometown businesses under the Hometown Rewards tab.
And we'll talk to you next week here on WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTradio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Hometown values, hometown rewards.